Over the past few years, companies have been offering high-tech scans that may reveal signs of heart disease. These scans are called electron beam tomography, or EBT scans. They can cost consumers anywhere from $200 to more than $1,000. In this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers suggest the scans don't lead people to adopt healthier lifestyles. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
The companies that market the scans like to say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. They've suggested that when people see an image of actual heart disease in the making, it gives them a motivational jolt to change risky behaviors. And that's what researchers at Walter Reed Army Medical Center hypothesized. Internist Patrick O'Malley headed the study.
We call it the teachable moment, where a patient might be more activated by the knowledge of objective disease.
So O'Malley enrolled 450 healthy active duty Army personnel between the ages of 39 and 45. They all got EBT scans of their heart. For 66 of them, the scans suggested early heart disease. They had calcium buildup in their coronary arteries. They were told about the problem, but O'Malley says 1 year later, they hadn't done anything about it.
What we found is that they really were not more motivated, or at least in a way that would translate into improving their risk factors.
O'Malley suggests this is evidence that heart scans don't provide the motivation that some companies claim. But the study found those who received counseling in addition to their EBT scan did reduce risky behaviors by nearly 20%. They either stopped smoking, started exercising, lost weight, or cut their cholesterol intake. A nurse contacted the individuals either by phone or in person at least 8 times over the year following their heart scan.
Specifically focusing on if they had high cholesterol, they would tell them they had high cholesterol. They would say, this is what your goal cholesterol should be. They would give them referrals to dietitians. They would keep working with them on the diet. In a follow-up visit, they would say, how are you doing with the diet? You know, what problems are you having with modifying your diet?
So low-tech counseling proved more effective at changing lifestyle than high-tech scans. O'Malley says that's a good reason insurance companies should not cover these scans for most people. But O'Malley says the heart scans may turn out to be valuable for certain individuals. Radiologist Jim Borgstead is an official with the American College of Radiology. He says the scans could help doctors identify patients who are at highest risk.
Patients who have other risk factors such as high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol, this test may be of value as an independent predictor of their risk of having a heart attack and may identify for their physician individuals who should undergo further, more invasive testing, such as injecting X-ray dye into the blood vessels.
Or having their diabetes treated more aggressively, starting a regimen of cholesterol-lowering drugs or high blood pressure medication. Studies are now underway to measure the value of heart scans in helping doctors identify patients like this who are most likely to have a heart attack. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.